Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The Los Angeles Unified School Board was set to approve more than $500 million in budget cuts yesterday, but the board postponed the vote in order to give the superintendent time to come up with an alternative proposal that would avoid massive layoffs and the elimination of programs like adult education. Protesters upset about that cut in particular packed the ranks of hundreds of people marching and chanting outside LAUSD headquarters yesterday, among them Stephen Rothblatt, who's taught adult English classes for more than 20 years. Adult education serves 350,000 people in the state's biggest school district, and Rothblatt says his job should not be considered an elective investment.
There are many people who speak Korean as a first language. There are people from China. There are people from Russia. There are people from all over the world who are coming here, and people shouldn't assume that everyone's here illegally. There are a lot of people who are here legally and need to learn English. They came here, they immigrated, and now they need to learn English. And what are they going to do if there's no place to do it? It's just incredibly outrageous that they would like to close the whole program down.
The budget the board was considering was considered a worst-case plan. It also involved cuts to preschool, cafeterias, and arts education. The superintendent's office says as many as 7,500 layoff notices could be sent out next month. This all stems from the state's budget crisis, and local education officials have been directed to look into a parcel tax proposal. But that wouldn't land on a ballot until 2013 at the earliest. When you think black market, you probably think drugs or guns or fake Louis Vuitton purses, not so much tubas. But a thriving black market for tubas in Los Angeles appears to be driving a wave of tuba thefts in local schools. LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark has the story.
I'm at the scene of a recent tuba crime in L.A. County, the Southgate High School music room, where Ruben Gonzalez, a.k.a. Mr. G, is starting his after-lunch band class with a request only a band leader would make.
Hey, folks, make sure we rinse out, folks. We don't need any hamburgers or hot Cheetos coming through those instruments. Please rinse out.
While the kids rinse out and tune up, Mr. G shows me a row of gashes in the door jamb. He and his students noticed them one morning last fall.
I'm walking in, I'm like, that was never there before. And I'm like, you know what, guys, I think someone tried to break in.
He was right. And then he noticed something else. Once the thieves got in, they bypassed a computer, as well as a stash of valuable saxophones, flutes, and clarinets.
All they took were the tubas.
It sounds like the punchline to a bad joke, but security cameras confirmed it. Grainy footage of three guys in hoodies, under cover of night, lugging away two concert tubas and a sousaphone, the kind you use in marching band. A couple months later, thieves broke into his classroom again, stealing two more tubas. And that's just the tip of the tuba theft iceberg.
A major blow for two local schools. Thieves made off with tubas.
The crimes match a series of burglaries at schools across Southern California.
The latest high school to be hit by thieves who were after one thing.
So far, at least 23 tubas have been stolen from 8 different high schools in and around L.A. in less than a year. Given public school budgets these days, not something these campuses can afford. And what exactly is happening to all these stolen tubas? There are competing theories. Maybe they're being sold for scrap metal. But more likely, according to police...
Banda.
Officer Omar Sanchez is with the Los Angeles School Police. Banda is a sort of tuba-heavy Mexican polka music that he says has become so popular around L.A., an underground economy has sprung up.
If I just said, hey, I got a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend who has a tuba, you can easily sell it. In the black market, it's big money.
Sanchez says they have no solid leads yet, but they're investigating possible tuba fencing rings in parts of L.A. where banda music is especially big.
It's just very popular music around here in any Latino culture area. Me being a fan, I can understand. Big tuba aficionado.
At a Mexican restaurant in South L.A., a group called La Banda Rebelda is playing at a makeshift stage in the parking lot, and people are swarming just to hear the tuba. I ask a few in the crowd, why?
Just gets people more pumped up.
Brings that kind of to life, you know?
Once you put the tuba in there, like, it makes the whole song different.
Tubist Jose Perez says he's never heard of anyone selling stolen tubas. He's from Mexico and doesn't speak much English. But after a long set of flapping his lips into a valve, there's one crucial word that's the same in any language.
¿Cómo se llama la blistex? Una pomadita se llama blistex. Es muy buena. ¿Qué tengo que hacerle?
But the chapped lips are worth it, he says. The band here charges $20 a song, almost twice as much as a group without a tuba. People have been known to stuff $100 bills in the tuba's mouth.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and play to E. E as an eyeball.
Back at Southgate High School, that kind of cash could go a long way. At $7,000 a pop, the band teacher, Mr. G, says it's going to cost more than $35,000 to replace all the band's stolen tubas. Usually, they sell cookies to raise money, but that would be a lot of cookies. As news of the tuba theft spread, some local businesses and anonymous donors have chipped in. In the meantime, the band is relying on a 40-year-old sousaphone named Bertha.
We retired her a couple times, but we brought her back because obviously now we have no tubas, so she's back in action.
They hope to buy new tubas in time for band camp this summer.
All righty. We're on the beginning, tubas. Maybe this would be a good one for the radio. Ready? And.
For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
Tomorrow, President Barack Obama takes off from LAX after a fundraising tour of California. Later today, Xi Jinping, Vice President of the People's Republic of China, arrives at the airport. Governor Jerry Brown and Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa will be on hand to welcome the man considered China's heir apparent to Los Angeles. In San Diego County, a Superior Court judge has given five states, including California, one more month to decide whether to object to a proposed class action settlement between Honda and Civic hybrid owners. At issue is Honda's claim the hybrid can get as much as 50 miles a gallon. Earlier this month, an L.A. County court commissioner ruled American Honda negligently misled one Civic owner and awarded her a tad less than the maximum $10,000 allowed in small claims court. The plaintiff said she opted out of the class action suit because the proposed deal offers Civic owners only $100 to $200. Plus rebate coupons for another Honda purchase. That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change, and Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.